Good morning and welcome to worship this morning. Just a few announcements before we start worship this morning. On your intimation sheet, most of them were there, but just to remind everybody, the cafe's on after worship this morning. Mainly music is on Tuesday morning in the large hall, back to normal this week, and Planet Earth Club will be back on as well. Now, the church shop did excellently well. It really did. A huge thank you to everyone who supported our church shop, the contributors, the purchasers, and to Anne and the ladies, the sales team. Yous all did an absolutely great job and worked tirelessly for the 10 days. So thank you very much for that. It achieved the great sum of £1,891.20. So excellent. It really is appreciated, the work you do, and I know it's a lot of work for you, but it is appreciated. So our prayer box is still at the back. Everybody needs prayer. I keep saying this, so anything at all, just put a wee note in there and our prayer group will be happy to pray for you. And there's also the ceilidh for the 2CY Trust coming up. If anybody's interested in a ticket, there's a poster at the back that will give you the details, and I think it was actually on the screen as well. The Presbytery meeting next Saturday. Jim will read the intimation about that in full, but just to bring you up to speed with where we are. So next week, there will be a vote on the updated mission plan. It's not really changed very much from our perspective, for our cluster. So our cluster, it will be Charge 1, a union of Carnwath, Kirsteers and Forth St Paul's, with one minister. And Charge 2, Lanark St Nicholas. Obviously, there's still the issues with Lanark Greyfriars joining with the Hamilton Church, so we don't actually know that's been taken out of our cluster completely. So there'll be the two separate, a rural parish and a town parish. That's the kind of basis of the new agreement. And there hasn't been a nominated main worshipping space, which was what we asked for to be removed from the previous draft. So we're all going to have our own worshipping space at the moment. That's the kind of plan. So that's what's proposed in the plan going forward for the vote next week. Jim will just read out the intimation for you. Thank you.
The legal formalities. The congregation of Port St Paul's is hereby cited to attend for their interest at the meeting of the Presbytery called for the specific purpose of receiving and approving the draft Presbytery Mission Plan on Saturday the 27th of April 2024 at 9:30 o'clock at the L. St Andrews Parish Church, the Cross, 4347 Mary Street, Mullowell, and online. At this meeting of Presbytery, the Presbytery will take up consideration of the report of the Mission Plan Action Group, including the draft Presbytery Mission Plan. The congregation is cited to attend for their interest by sending a maximum of three individuals in addition to those who are members of Presbytery and is entitled to respond to the report through the contribution of one person representing the congregation. As I said last week, meeting's been called for 9:30, but our area will not be heard until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thank you.
I greet you in the name of God the Father, who loves you and keeps you safe in the care of Jesus Christ. May it be that we receive mercy, peace, and love. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to our morning worship this morning. The Bible reading today is a not so easy reading. It's a difficult passage that we will be studying together. We will be the reason why the reading is so difficult is because it talks about division. The language used to describe such division between the dark and the light is quite stark. John talks about those who are in the light, and then he talks about those who are in the dark. To quote a piece, just one part of our reading this morning, "By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil." So clearly you can hear in this reading that he talks about those who are the children of God and those who are children of the devil. The word devil on its own makes us sit upright. This strong language in a community or even in a country is difficult for us to understand and to stomach. The Bible reading touches a nerve ending because it states that some are in the light and others are in the dark. It is these types of biblical readings that makes my job as a preacher very, very difficult. Readings like this makes my job not easy. This morning we will together try to make sense of this reading. We will make sense of the reading, and with the help of our theme, our topic, Children of God. So this will be our topic for today, Children of God, and with this theme in mind, we will read the Bible together. Children of God will be our focus, whilst we acknowledge the tension that this reading will bring to us. And this is what will be happening. When we read this first John reading, we will find tension in ourselves. It challenges us to the core. Today's reading is definitely not easy, but it is worth our attention to study. Let us now approach God with our call to worship. The Lord restores my soul. The Lord leads me on paths of righteousness. Let us worship God by singing our first hymn, "Fill Now Our Life, O Lord, Our God." Let us approach God together as we pray. Lord, fill our hearts with your love. Make us aware of your presence this morning. Restore us with goodness and with your kindness. As children of God, we ask that you lead us on the path of righteousness, the ability to know the difference between right and wrong is very important, and we ask, Lord, that you will guide us. We ask that you bless us with the ability to understand what is good and what is bad. Transform us with your love and change our fear into acceptance and to certainty. May our fear turn into certainty. If we have fear, bring about courage and the stamina to deal with the problems of this life. Make your presence be felt and fill us with your forgiveness as we confess our sins. We sometimes forget your gift of love. We do not always know how to act as your children. There are times that we have fallen away from your path of righteousness. We become aware that you, Lord, came to this world to take away our sins. And within you, we are no more guilty of our sins. Thank you that you are victorious out of death and darkness, and you prevailed over darkness and evil. For your actions we are grateful for, and we are grateful for your forgiveness that you have given us. Guide us on the path of righteousness and the ability to love our neighbors. Let us now pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn that we'll be singing is Forgive Our Sins as We Forgive. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. Have you ever watched on television those storms that you sometimes get in the snowstorms, like especially in the north of the world, like or in Antarctica. You get these snowstorms that is so severe, like if you walk on the snow and when the wind starts to blow, you can't see in front of you. You can't see a back of you. You can't see in front. You can't see anything because when that snow starts to blow or when the wind starts to blow and it picks up the snow, it is so devastating you can't see. So the only thing that you can do to protect yourself is to go sit in a little ball and on the ground to wait for the wind to stop so that you can just know where you are. And this actually happens in the desert as well, that when the wind blows, the sand is picked up, and I've seen this myself, and it's unbelievable how big those clouds can become. And it's not clouds like that comes from the sky, it's clouds of sand blowing towards you. And it can be so severe, it creates mountains, literally mountains of sand. You can see there's a mountain of sand there, and then the next day the mountain is gone, and the sand has moved to other place. So it is really, really scary to experience that. Now, boys and girls, if you're going to walk in the desert, for example, and one of these sandstorms starts to blow, one of the biggest things that can happen, the most dangerous thing that can happen is that you will lose direction and you will lose your friend. Okay, so if you walk with one another and suddenly there's one of these storms starts and you just think, oh dear, we are in very difficult terrain now. And if you don't able to see in front of you, one of your friends can walk that direction, you can walk that direction, and before you know it, you're not with one another anymore. And you don't have any sense of direction because you can't see. So what you can do to help that is one of these gadgets. Now, I need a volunteer. Who wants to be a volunteer? You want to be a volunteer? Okay, come. Okay, so you need to use your imagination now. Okay, stand over here. Okay, there's a huge storm and there's sand all over or snow all over and we can't see one another. So what we need to do to stay with one another, stay connected, is I click this thing onto my belt. Okay, then you need to click that on your belt. Okay, let's have a look. Okay, there you go. So now we are connected and secure. So if we can't see, I'm like, where are you? And I'm like, ch-ch-ch-ch. You know exactly where I am. And I'm like, where are you? And then you have to pull a little bit. Oh, there you are. Here you go. So we are connected now. So if that wind becomes so strong, that, I mean, I will be blown that direction, and you can be blown that direction, but we are still connected. Okay, you're blown that direction. Blow. Shh. I'm sure. But we're still connected. We're secure. We won't be able to lose one another. And this is a fantastic way to make sure we are always with one another. Now, this is almost how God works. God, we are connected to God, and God is always firmly connected to us. You know what? Sometimes what we can do is to take this little link off. And let's just imagine you are God. Let's just imagine you're God. You keep it on. Keep it on. I will take mine off. Or you keep it on. Okay, so the worst thing I can do, and this is what we sometimes do in life, is if I take this off, then I can drift anywhere. And I'm not secure at all. And this God always is linked to us in life, always linked. But sometimes in life we make the decision to link off and forget about God and then drift all over the world. But God in our Bible reading teaches us, Lorelei, do you want to be connected as well, my love? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, you can take that off. Okay. Thank you so much. So God is always linked. But we sometimes make the decision to take the link off. And it's important, but God teaches that He is gracious and He gives the opportunity for us to say, listen, link yourself back on. Get connected to me so that you can be secure. Because God is a lifeline. He is the one that connects us. And when we make the decision sometimes to click off from God, He still seeks us and He gives us an opportunity for us to link back in so that we are secure with God and secure with Him. So how do you think we can link one another? How can we link to God? Well, firstly, one has to be able to listen, to be disciplined, come to church. One can read the Bible. So there's many aspects you can do to link yourself to God. But I think one of the most important aspects, boys and girls, is the following. You call it curiosity. Who of you are very curious? Like inquisitive. That's a beautiful word. To be curious is so vital. So become curious about God and try to find things out about Him, and so that you can understand a little bit more of Him and connect yourself to God. Because life can be very busy and there can be a lot of things happening and you can drift away. But remember to keep yourself locked into onto God, and He will keep you safe and secure. Amen. Our next hymn that we will be singing is I Am in the Lord's Army.
Readings from 1 John chapter 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins, and in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. The one who does what is righteous, just as he is righteous. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning, because they have been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not God's child, nor is anyone who does not love their brother and sister. Amen. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Apple trees carries apples. If you want to eat an apple, you have to find an apple tree. If you do not find an apple tree, if you do find an apple tree and it carries peaches, well then, that apple tree is rather a peach tree. An apple tree cannot carry peaches, and a peach tree cannot carry apples. The nature of an apple tree is to provide apples, and the nature of a peach tree is to carry peaches. If an apple tree starts providing peaches, then that is an apple tree. If a peach tree starts providing apples, then it is not an apple tree anymore, but a peach tree. The nature of a tree will determine its fruit. The nature of the tree will determine its fruit. You cannot expect a peach tree to provide apples. The nature of the tree will determine the fruit. This illustration explains that we are what we do, or our nature determines what we do. Our nature determines what we do, and our nature determines the decisions that we make. The John reading tells us that we are called children of God. To be children of God is our nature. It is in our nature to be children of God, because God spoke over us and he said we are his children. It is in our essence. We cannot be something different than children of God. God's gift of love made it possible to call ourselves children of God. The consequence of such nature is that we provide specific kind of fruit. We provide or give specific kind of fruit. State differently, because of our nature, we act in our nature. That is, in a specific kind of way. We cannot act differently because it's not in our nature. Our actions are determined by who we are. Our identity as children of God is crystal clear. It is crystal clear that we are children of God. To live with such an identity makes us live in hope for tomorrow. To know who we are gives us hope. I quote from our Bible reading, "And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, that's Jesus, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." In life, our sense of hope can be taken away. In our weakness, we forget our true nature as children of God. There can be times that we click ourselves off from God and we lose direction. And then we forget our true nature, our true identity. There could even be circumstances in which we do not act according to our nature. Again, we click ourselves off, we drift away, and we do not act according to our nature as God's children. We specifically can call this sin, when we do not act according to our identity as children of God, if we start to act in a way that is contrary to our identity, we can call that sin. It is for such reason that we need to seriously consider, on a personal level, what is our identity? What does it mean for me? What does it mean for you to say we are children of God? And to really think about this, knowing that it's important to know who you are. Who are we as a person? And more specifically, who are we as Christians? What does it mean to be called a child of God? What does it mean for us to know we are children of God? How will this knowledge affect our daily actions and decision-making? If we are now children of God, what type of fruit will we provide? What type of fruit will we give to this world? Experiencing severe trauma will make answering these questions so very difficult. If one experiences true trauma, it is very difficult to know who I am. Even if there are obstacles in our way, it is so important to try to consider our identity. Also, we should consider the practical consequences of our identity. What is the consequences now that we are children of God? The beauty of this reading today is the message of hope and this wonderful thought that God accepts us. God is the one who clicks his secure rope to us. He makes sure it's tied onto him, and there's a secure link between us and God. And if we sometimes click it off, he seeks us to click us back in. It is because of this love, this acceptance, this willingness of God that we have hope, that we have security. The difficult part of this reading is when it distinguishes between the righteous and the unrighteous. The reading puts it this way: if you practice righteousness, you are righteous, as God is righteous. In other words, if you can determine between right and wrong, then we are righteous. The other end is those who practice sinning. They are from the darkness. So there's a clear distinguish that's being made in this reading. It is so comfortable to speak about our new identity and the love of God and how he connects to us. However, when considering the darkness, it sits unwell with us. I think the reason maybe why this might be the case is because it brings about division. Maybe it is easier to identify sinners in another context, to say, oh, that's an unrighteous person. But when it comes to our own community and our own country, it's difficult to identify those who are unrighteous. And it makes us feel uncomfortable. But what I do feel comfortable saying from the pulpit is, yes, we get something like unrighteousness. Even if we can identify the unrighteousness and we can maybe show, oh,